Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Scarabia by Blue Orange Games. For 1-4 players, plays in 15 to 20 minutes for ages 8 and up. As the head of an international archaeological team, it is your job to establish camps across the four corners of the globe and uncover the long-lost golden scarabs of Scarabia. Scarabia is a tile-laying puzzle game in which your goal is to score scarabs by positioning your tiles such as they can create enclosed zones of 1-4 squares. Each scarab in an enclosed zone is worth a number of points equal to the number of squares in its zone. Players all play the same tiles in order. Each turn, a new tile is drawn and all the players simultaneously place their copy of the tile on the individual boards. The game is over after all 12 tiles have been drawn and either placed or discarded. The player with the most points wins. All right, we're here at Scarab 2019. And with me at the table, I have Kelly. How's
Hello.
It going?
Hey. Good.
And what's this game that you're gonna be talking about right now?
This is Scarabia. It's a game where you are trying to dig up treasures, but as in the course of digging up treasures, you are also destroying some of them. So you're trying to minimize the treasures that you're digging up by placing Tetris-style tiles.
Okay. And I took a look at this one. This one looked pretty neat to me. So what's some good stuff you can say about it?
The good thing about it is that every player is placing the exact same tile at the same time. So if someone is excited when a tile is announced that everyone has to place, you can say, well, what do they see that I don't see? When someone is upset, you can say, well, I know I'm going to score more points than they are this round.
Okay.
So it's about reading the table as much as it is anyone else. Everyone has an identical setup as far as the field that you're going to be excavating,
right.
And everyone has the same option for digging up. So it's really seeing how everyone else is treating their dig for how well you're doing compared to everyone else.
Gotcha. Well, what can we say that might be bad about this game?
Something that's bad about the game is that. It's since every setup has to be identical, you really have to make sure that when you tell someone, okay, this is time for the long L shape, that everyone is actually playing the long L shape because all the pieces are made up of five squares. You want to make sure that if someone has messed up, you can't go back and fix a mistake.
Oh,
if someone has
been
playing a tile that they wanted to play and thought it was a different one.
Oh, yeah. I could see where that might be potentially a benefit. Well, what can we say in the other category for Scarabia.
The other category, this game actually included a solo play variant, and so when I was teaching myself, I was learning the rules of the game after I checked it out while everyone else was finishing up their game.
I went
ahead and played the solo variant, and the solo variant is the exact opposite of the game. I didn't realize that until we were playing, because in the solo variant, you're having to play all your tiles to cover up all of the treasures on the board instead of leaving as many uncovered as you can, because you're playing as the ancient civilization trying to bury everything.
Oh, neat.
Yep. So
that's pretty cool.
Everything that I figured out when I was learning the game to teach everybody else did not help me when we were actually playing for real. So it was total opposite.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, cool. Well, thank you, Kelly, for sitting here and talking to me about this game. Was there anything else you wanted to say about it?
No, I'm having a great time here at Scarab, and anyone listening, if they're not here or have plans to be here next year, they should be here next year.
I like the sound of that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
As I board game reviews from the Swarmcast, if you don't like it, I'ma come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast.
Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.